Hey guys, this is Brian and Nora.
And you're listening to the Not Today MS podcast.
Hey guys, today's scripture is one of my favorites. It's out of Philippians 4, verse 13. One simple little verse, but it's so powerful. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Very quotable one.
Very quotable one. It's interesting that this verse came up today after the event that we were a part of last night. We have a local crisis pregnancy center here in our town, and they had their annual fundraising event, and I was glad to be a part of the music in that. But the speaker that they had was Pam Tebow, mm-hmm. who is Tim Tebow's mom, and in one of her stories, she's told many stories about Tim.
Timmy, as she called him.
Yeah, she called him Timmy, which I think is cute because
so
he's such a big guy,
and
it's just cute, but. I think she said he was a junior in college when he had the idea to start writing a scripture verse on his,
the blackout
under his eyes. And so he found a silver Sharpie, I think she said, and this was the verse that he wrote, Philippians
4:13. He put
Phil on one side and the other, he put 4:13.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of neat stories about that verse and about other verses that he used later in his career, but what a great verse for so many things. I mean, a lot of sports heroes have used that verse before. It's just a powerful verse, and it's true. I mean, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, and I think you and I can both attest to the fact that we have had to rely on that strength from Him. Specifically in running, if we're talking about running, and lots of things that we faced.
Yeah, that one will come to mind a lot as we prepare for the weekend, which, big news, if you've missed us, I'm so sorry, we've been on a little break, but so the half marathon is this Saturday.
We're this
running
Saturday,
our
yes.
virtual half marathon.
Yep, on Derby Day.
Trained or not trained. However,
well, here's the thing.
I think we're pretty well trained.
We have just had a few. It's like we'll have a string of weeks where
that are great.
The last couple weekends have not worked out for us for various reasons. There's been family events that we've had,
and sickness, and
just different things that we'll talk a little bit about some of that, but. We're doing it. It's virtual. We're running in our neighborhood. We're running 13.1 loops, little mile loops in our neighborhood, and it's going to be a fun time. So I feel ready. I feel excited. I'm ready to get that medal.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We don't know when we'll get the medal, though, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's supposed to be mailed to us this week, so it would be...
It was supposed to be mailed to us mid-April.
That's true, and then now we're at the end of April, so...
No tracking number yet, so don't have hopes, really, for it getting here.
We'll let you know.
It's okay. We'll run it, and maybe our kids will make us, one out of paper clips or something.
Just something to put around our neck.
Or we probably will just take food. If they just make us food, we'll be happy with that.
Food would be just fine. Yeah. That'll be more needed right at the end of the race than the medal will.
Yes, so. Absolutely.
But this is our, I figured it up, this is our sixth half marathon. It's our fifth official one. We ran one that was kind of one that we were doing for a local charity. That was just us. But six half marathons. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, which when you listen to this, it's the anniversary of our first half marathon.
Oh, yeah.
April 29th, 2017 was our very first half marathon, the Kentucky Derby half. And
that one's a fun story. We were delayed for nearly 2 hours.
Wow, I had forgotten about that. Yes.
Thunderstorms and trying to hide out next to buildings while lightning hit all around us. And
we were novice runners, so we ate our fuel, and then we had to wait 2 hours. And
well, I don't know what we would have done differently, though.
Well,
now as experienced runners, I don't know what we
maybe
would.
Brought extra food. Or something.
I don't think we knew how to. I mean, I don't know. How do you anticipate that? Because delayed it by 15 minutes. It was like, and we're on another 15 minute hold.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
And we're on another 30 minute hold. It wasn't like we're going to delay this for 2.5 hours. It was,
true.
So you, I mean, and you wouldn't want to scarf down, you know, a banana and then, or at least we weren't. I don't know. Some people can do that. Marathon runners can do that sometimes, but we were not trained to scarf down a bunch of food and then run immediately.
We've learned a lot since then.
Yeah.
We're more equipped, I think, now to
I think so. To
plan for that. So, but yeah, that's exciting. And like you mentioned, we've been off a couple weeks. It's just been kind of busy and kind of crazy around our lives. So Nora has... I think a little story that she'd like to share about some...
Let's try and sum this up.
Yeah, sum it up short
So for my MS friends who've been in this a long time, you will know what I'm talking about when I say medication change. We just went through that. For those of you who don't have MS or if you are newly diagnosed, I don't know how to fully convey to you how hard it is to switch medicines, these high-end, specialty, very expensive medications. It has been, really, it started in January, this battle to switch or try to fight to stay on the old one with insurances and all that. And ultimately, it became clear we were going to have to switch. So I switched from Tecfidera to Vumerity, which is very similar, same price, very similar ingredients, or it metabolizes to the same ingredient, but it's a whole ordeal and multiple hours on the phone. And then once I finally switched to the medicine, I did 1 week of half dose, which went fine, a little bit of cramping, but not bad. And then when I went to the full dose, after 4 doses, I believe, two on Saturday, two on Sunday.
Yes.
I started stomach cramps pretty bad. Didn't sleep hardly at all Monday night or Sunday night into Monday. And ultimately, they called in Singulair, and that has helped make everything better. So, weird how that works, but it does. So I'll take it, and it'll. So far, the good thing, the cool benefit to switching to this is, if you follow my blog and you read much about my Tecfidera journey, I literally had flushing every single day, and flushing is just this. It takes about 20 minutes and all of a sudden I will feel a rush of heat in the top of my head. And then my entire body gets very warm and red, very much like a lobster is what I called it.
Yeah. It's like your sunburn.
Like hives. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it does feel like a sunburn. It's very itchy. But you can't scratch it cause it kind of burns. And it takes about 20 minutes for it to get through my system. And I've just gotten used to it. It was like just about every day. And so far on Vumerity, it hasn't happened one time. Not one time. So that's cool.
Which is great. That is cool. And these side effects, I mean, you know, it is a possibility.
But you talk to your doctor.
You do.
That's the thing. And my friend Cheryl reminded me when the stomach cramping first started, she said, please tell me you're not trying to power through. Like, you're going to call your doctor and tell her what you're going through. And she was right. I need to do that because there are things that they can prescribe to help you get through this, because this medicine, Vumerity and Tecfidera both, show really good in studies. Like they've done really well. And if you can get through those initial side effects, and once you get it into your system, typically all of that gets better.
Really within a matter of weeks. I mean, yeah. On average, I would say.
Right. At least for me, that's what everybody's different, and yes. So it may not work for you.
Just talk to your doctor for sure.
Yeah, exactly. But, that's the good thing is I did talk to my doctor. We've now started Singulair, and so far, since starting that, the cramps have gone away. I was pretty sore.
I was pretty worried, I must say.
Yeah, it was not
because
fun.
It's like, okay, this happens. And, I mean, I know that we're running our race virtually, so we could have pushed it out another week right. If we wanted to. But I knew you didn't want to do that.
No,
I mean,
it makes you feel like a failure.
Well, and the weather's going to be beautiful. You never know around here what the weather's going to do.
Right.
It's going to be a beautiful day. So I just...
And it's Derby Day. And this is the Derby Half Marathon. So it was kind of cool thinking about running it on Derby Day.
So we're going to run our Derby Half. And then we'll spend the rest of the day watching.
We will not run the Derby. Like even a tenth of as fast as the horses.
But they can't run 13.1 miles.
Not that fast.
If you're not from Kentucky or
the Derby's
the surrounding,
a big deal.
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby is something to watch. And a lot of people think that it's just one race, which the main race is just one race. But there is, and I didn't know this before I met you.
It's a whole 2-week festival.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a 2-week festival, but the day on Derby Day itself, I mean, there are races back to back
all day long.
All day long. And it's
and
like,
then there's Oaks, which is the day before.
Right. And then there's Thurby.
That's tomorrow.
That's a newer thing, isn't it?
It is. And they did that because Oaks used to be, growing up, Oaks was like the locals' day.
Right.
I know my parents went to Oaks different years or something, but. That was the day that if you were a local and you wanted to go experience Derby Week, you went on Oaks Day.
Yeah.
And then the Oaks celebrities started taking over Oaks Day as well, and the tickets for it got higher and higher and higher. So then Churchill Downs created Thurby, which is like a day. It's a day of races. It's a day to come out wearing your hats and your cute dresses and cute attire and all that.
Yep.
For locals. So a lot more affordable.
Yeah.
And you get to experience all the flowers and all the pretty things. And so it's an interesting experience. We've been to one Derby, and that was because we worked as a fundraiser for our son's marching band.
I was talking about that today with my coworkers.
It was really fun.
It was fun. And we got to see the race. And
we did. And it was really neat to get to be there and... but I've, as a Kentuckian, it's been my whole life. I mean, it's just ingrained in you, and I loved it. My parents owned a racehorse when I was little, so I've been on the backside of Churchill Downs and fed apples and carrots to horses.
That is so neat. I've really come to enjoy that since we've been together.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I had watched a horse race at all prior to us meeting, so that was a neat experience to learn.
It is very cool.
So,
and I'm going to say this. This is totally not in relation to anything we're talking about other than it's having to do with running. But this season's been hard. We've talked about that. I have been slow, and I've hated it with a passion. And today, after having been sick and all this, that, and the other, we went to run a 2-miler today. And I felt like pushing myself, and I did. And I got an 11:32 pace.
Yep.
And I was pretty proud of that.
I was very proud of you.
And it didn't, like, there wasn't a moment of that run this morning that felt like I can't do this.
Right.
That was the first time, like, I mean, this whole season, it has felt like, oh, I can't do this. And there at the beginning of this training season, I think it's because of COVID and because just not running a lot in 2020. Every run we did, I felt like I was hyperventilating. My lungs just didn't have the capacity and didn't have the endurance that they had had. And this morning, it was like, you know, I was sweating. Like, I was working hard. My heart rate was up there. But I never once felt like, oh, I can't do this. Like,
that's awesome.
I felt like, oh, I got this. I can do this.
I was very proud of you.
Yeah. So it was a good run.
Well, we could say that's your runner's high for the week.
That was my runner's high for sure.
Well, and
I was very, I was ecstatic when I finished And like a lot of times we'll hit cooldown, and but like I needed to screenshot. Like I needed a picture of that treadmill when finished. And so I hit like emergency stop so I could get that picture.
Yeah.
Because I was proud.
I would say for my runner's high, it's today's run too. It's kind of it's a combo runner's high and runner's low. I think I felt kind of low coming into it because we hadn't ran in almost a week.
Yeah.
And that always gets in my head.
Yeah.
It's always like,
I think I forgot how to run.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I know we've probably talked about this a dozen times on here, so sorry if we keep repeating ourselves, but it's a mind game, man.
It is.
I mean, it's like, so going into today, and I know we only had to do 2 miles, but I'm like, oh, I mean, it's been a week, and I'm like, we got to run 13.1 this Saturday. Today's run felt great. I mean, TMI probably. I had to take a break about a mile and a quarter into it. I had a restroom
emergency,
but that happens from time to time. But anyway, in spite of that, it was a really good run. And it's like, it's amazing how that completely flips the switch in your brain.
Yeah.
And you're like now I'm like, hey, dude, we're running 13.1 on Saturday.
It's nothing. We got it.
Yeah, we got this. Good. We can close our eyes and do it. But
well, and the thing that I've always said, and I mean it, I really feel like this is true. I feel like a half marathon is something just about everybody can do. It's just how slow you have to do it.
Right.
Like, I feel like if you are in decent shape, I don't know, whatever. You can walk several miles and not, you know, fall over. You can do a half marathon. It's how much of it you're going to have to walk, or how much of it are you going to have to, how slow are you going to have to go?
Right, right.
And so the training, I feel like, gets us faster.
Yes.
And to not make us miserable. That's the other thing. I feel like anybody could do it, but it's how miserable and sore you're going to be for days on end if you try and go out there and do that. So we'll see. This may end up being our slowest one. Okay. Well, hey, whatever.
You know, I've come to terms with that. I mean, it might be. Who knows? We might surprise ourselves.
We might. And it'll be. I'm interested to see how we do being close to the house because we're running these laps. We've got to go get our stuff. I started to make that list today. Like, I want to get bottled waters and just have those in the cooler and get some applesauce packs because that's a good thing we can eat while we're running. And I think I've got Honey Singer gel. So, sorry, we're making our grocery list as we're podcast recording, but
sometimes you have to do that when the thought hits you,
but we
need to forget later.
Right, but we need to get our act together and get those things organized, and we're going to set up a little water station, snack station and that's the other thing. You need to talk to the neighbors. Let our neighbors know, hey, we're going to put a cooler in your yard.
Right.
Is that okay
for a few hours?
Edge of your yard.
Well, good deal.
And hopefully no one will steal.
I would sure hope not, but if they're that desperate for a bottle of water,
go ahead. We'll run back to the house and get water.
Right.
It'll be fine.
I'm excited.
I am excited.
Next week we will recap our half marathon.
Tune in next week.
Thursday.
See if we survived. See if we got our medals. We don't
know.
Yeah,
that's going to be
how's it going to turn out?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be weird if we finished and then have to wait. But if we do.
We both sent strongly worded messages.
Emails. Yes.
Strongly worded. They were assertive. But hi, can you let us know, please?
Yes, we paid.
Some sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, we should have them by now.
Because there's lots of runners that they ran their virtual race actually on. Right. On last weekend, because that's when the actual in-person races were. So I guess they had to wait for theirs, too. So.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up a little shorter today, but we'll fill you back in next week on how we did.
Yeah.
And So come back.
All right.
Let's close out in prayer. Would you like to pray for us today?
Sure.
All right.
God, we thank you. We thank you for all the ways you provide for us and all the ways that you love us. I just pray that you would be with Brian and I this Saturday. I pray that you would give us strength in our legs and breath in our lungs and endurance to run the race, for us to remember that it's a half marathon. It's not a sprint. That, God, I just pray that you would meet us out there on the road. Every mile, I pray for lots of experiences with you, and that you would help us to focus on you more than we focus on sore toes or knees or or whatever other pain might happen. God, I ask for protection over us from dogs, from weather, from speeding cars. I just pray that you would keep us safe, and I pray that you would keep our kids safe as they come out and cheer for us and take care of us. God, just help us to glorify you. Help us to glorify you when we run. Help us to glorify you when we speak and we talk. Help us to glorify you in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have a good week, guys.
You have a great week. See ya. Thanks for joining us today. To find out more about us, go to NotTodayMS.com, Facebook.com/NotTodayMS, or Instagram @NotTodayMS1.